latest on Joe Burrow, out for the season, torn ligament in his wrist. The latest on Mark Andrews, ankle injury, season likely over. What it means for Cincinnati, Baltimore, the AFC North, the AFC, and the world. And was Burrow injured before? More news of the day, the NFL's investigation into the Cincinnati Bengals. Let's go around that court.
Is that all?
It's double doom for the Cincinnati Bengals. In news of the day one, the greatest fear confirmed. Joe Burrow, torn ligament in his wrist, out for the season. Surgery is likely. This is just the season you never wanted. He was injured in training camp, now injured and out for the year. But news of the day two, the NFL starting an investigation into the Bengals, who did not list Burrow on the injury report before last night's game. You saw that he was injured during the game, yes. Whether he was also before became a question when the photo the team posted, then deleted, was seen with a brace on his hand, and the video posted by WCPO Cincinnati reporter Caleb Noe appeared to show a brace as he was traveling to the game. This is just too much, and it's all bad for Cincinnati. So Lindsay Theory, our NFL reporter, what can and should the NFL do about the investigation? What can Joe Burrow do now and the Bengals do now that he's out for the year?
Tony, there's so much to unpack here, starting with the investigation. The team's own social media squad posting that photo, then having to delete it. Hello, huge red flag. Might as well say, look over here, everybody. That was not just a fashion statement Joe Burrow was rocking coming off that plane. Obviously, we saw that again in the video before the game. So there is a lot of smoke there. There is likely something going on the Bengals didn't want everybody to know about. But then now, with Joe Burrow being out for the season, that is completely devastating for this Bengals team. They needed to win last night to really give themselves a fighting chance to make the playoffs, to be a fighter in this division where they're now 0-3. And now all the teams that coming up that they're going to play are 500 or better. They're going to turn to Jake Browning, who has yet to start an NFL game. He's been waived by four teams. He is a fellow Husky. I feel bad going this hard on the guy, but my goodness, he's attempted 14 passes. Oh. 14 of those passes came last night. This Bengals team might as well.
Lost season. A lost season.
Look at the season
and
say goodbye.
Feel never got off on the right foot, pardon the pun there. And a window, everyone's Super Bowl window. We all think it's always huge and large. And this is another year where it just gets away. Tim Kalischer, I turn to you now. You can start on the investigation if you want, or just the greater news that Joe Burrow's been injured all year. Now he's out for the season.
Well, just with Burrow, now we've had four seasons, and he's two of them, he will miss the last six or seven games. The other two, he went to the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship game. So when he sticks around, their team is pretty great. But this is going to – I thought it was a disaster losing last night with their schedule coming up, even before we got the news that he was done. But you got to look at the fact they didn't really go all in on a backup quarterback. There are teams that have been able to survive and move on. The Cowboys went 4-1 with Cooper Rush last year, made the playoffs. They have, as Lindsay said, complete inexperience with Browning, and they're in big trouble.
Emily Kaplan.
Yeah, no, Tim's exactly right. Like, can they call Chase Daniel, the professional backup quarterback, and figure out if they can salvage this? But this has just been a slow march of death for the Cincinnati Bengals all season. Tony, you alluded to it. He began the season with that calf injury, and you could just tell something was amiss with this team. But that's the thing about Joe Burrow. He tried to play through it. He's so tough. This is the one thing he could not play through, surgery on your throwing hand. And it just feels like such a shame that you're wasting all of this talent for this team this season. But it is what it is. You can't move on. The one thing I would say is I hope and I don't think that Bengals fans are going to vilify Jadeveon Clowney, because that was clearly a clean hit. And what we've seen from those photos, it clearly was a pre-existing injury.
You think it was clearly a pre-existing. Let's just talk about this for a second, because I think we all agree. Well, Cincinnati's in an impossible position now without Burrow, and that looks like a lost season. But talk to me a little bit more. The NFL is investigating now, and Zach Taylor says the wrap on his wrist was no way connected to the injury in the game, Pablo Torre.
Yeah, this is not just a bit of gamesmanship or what might have been deception back in the day. This is something with financial implications because now people gamble on NFL games legally, Tony. And so there is this question about when did it happen? Who knows when it happened? What do they try to cover up? And so that is the big picture thing because of legal repercussions. But I'll also point out to you, when it comes to the Bengals and the mourning of Cincinnati, I trusted this team up until this pop, whenever it happened, more than any other team in this division because of what Tim said. Because of Joe Burrow, I would bet on the Bengals to win this division, and now they have no shot. Yeah, yeah. And so now I don't know.
I want to go deeper on the division
anymore.
In a second.
They all seem bad. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all a mess.
But Lindsay, from the NFL's perspective, punishment, if they do find something here in their investigation, what does that look like? Is that a fine? Is that draft picks? To say that you were not being totally transparent on the injury report.
It can be either. It can be a fine. It can be draft picks. And I don't think the NFL will take this lightly because Joe Burrow is a starting quarterback. That has significant implications. An injury to a quarterback has significant implications to the outcome of a game. So the NFL, if they do find anything, they're going to probably have to come down pretty hard on the Bengals because this is a very notable key player.
Tim, you could argue no one's healthy going into an NFL game. Certainly not a quarterback. Sir, a hand injury. The guy's on a football his whole time. You could make that argument. Would that be enough?
Yeah, but we kind of understand teams are going to fudge an injury report the other way and like the Patriots list everybody, on the report. But when it's when you leave people off that you get into trouble. And I would say looking at that wrist and that photo, unless the Bengals have a bowling alley in the middle of their charter jet, which wouldn't be a bad idea, and he's wearing a wrist master, then they have some questions to answer. They've got to fess up here.
That's a wrist master?
Yeah,
that's what you call it? You look like you've
you guys
done
don't
some
know
bowling,
wrist masters?
Bowling in your time.
I did a lot of
hell
bowling.
Of a nickname.
Of course I did.
What happens now in this division? The AFC North is a mad unit. Playoff picture is going to be wild. So the Ravens move to 8-3 with yesterday's win. Without Mark Andrews, though, he's gone for likely the season. This was one of the hip drop tackles that a lot of players are saying should be flagged, should be illegal. And then let's look forward to Sunday, Cleveland-Pittsburgh. You know that rookie Dorian Thompson-Robinson starting for Cleveland because Deshaun Watson's now out for the year. And then Kenny Pickett's on the other side there. We know about Pittsburgh all season and how they've been just willing their ways to win while being outgained. Tim, is it possible Pittsburgh is best positioned in this division? Baltimore still is going to survive even without Andrews? That Cleveland is a team that you can believe in?
There is almost nothing I like about Pittsburgh except their record and their schedule. They're 6-3. They got the Browns and they got the Bengals twice.
Yeah.
They haven't played Cincinnati yet, so they're going to get two doses of Browning. I think the Steelers are headed for the playoffs either as a wild card or something else. Baltimore is the best team now, and they've got the lead. But you know we don't know what that Mark Andrews situation. You know that's Lamar's favorite receiver. That's gonna make that a little more iffy for the Ravens.
Easy.
The thought of that Steelers offense in the playoffs just has me want to pull my hair up.
I mean, it's
so
all lining up for them, right? It
watch.
Seems like that. It,
well, no, not so fast as some of our colleagues would say. Because when you look at this, the Ravens, yes, they lose Mark Andrews, but we saw what Lamar Jackson was able to do without him last night. He had to improvise. He needed to go to his other playmakers. We saw Odell Beckham Jr. have his best game since 2019. We saw Nelson Aguilar flip into the end zone. So this Ravens team, yes, as Lamar says, that's his peanut butter and jelly, him and Mark Andrews, but he can find some other compliments to that sandwich, and I think he's going to be able to do that.
Pablo Torre?
Yeah, I don't trust anybody in this division, Tony. No other division has this many teams with this many wins. A second and third
it
place.
It was the best division in football.
Each. And now it looks like probably the worst because of all of the injuries.
Chaplin.
Seriously. So congrats to the Ravens. Yeah,
Emily?
I'm just being healthy.
Yeah, relatively. Congrats to the Ravens. It's theirs to lose. They've only been trailing for 32 minutes the entire season. 5 straight games with 30-plus points. And if there is one season for Lamar to lose his top target, it's this one because he's never had this many receiving options. So
right.
I love the Ravens.
Lindsay, if you're going to say not so fast, my friend, you're going to have to wear a mascot helmet. You know, just a mascot helmet. We'll move on. Now to more news today. And now we go to college. Jim Harbaugh accepting the Big Ten's 3-game suspension. It didn't look like that was going to happen when America's team was galvanizing. But now, Ross Dellinger and Dan Wetzel of Yahoo reporting background on it, and that Harbaugh and Michigan's legal approach changed when the NCAA presented evidence to them this week that a Michigan booster, reportedly an Uncle T, may have at least partially funded Connor Stallion's alleged sign-stealing operation. Also, an assistant coach allegedly destroyed evidence. That's according to Yahoo's report per the NCAA's investigation. Today, Michigan fired linebackers coach Chris Partridge, and per Yahoo sources, NCAA evidence pointed to him destroying a computer or files during this process. Pablo, hearing all that, does Harbaugh magnanimously accepting the 3-game suspension sound fair to you now?
Tony, it sounds okay to me, but I do want to just declare that we have an answer to a very old mystery, which is, what is the NCAA doing these days? Because now players can be paid through NIL, and here the NCAA is investigating a scandal. Congratulations to them on having something to do. But in terms of what that scandal is, of course I laugh at this more than I'm scandalized by it. Uncle T, if you're out there, I'd like to know who you are, but I pity none of the fools involved, as it were.
All right, Emily Kaplan, does any of this today change how you feel about it?
It sure does. I mean, in the criminal justice system, you are innocent until proven guilty. Corporate America is the complete opposite. So I understand their initial approach of saying, we are Michigan men. We are waging war. It's us against the world. And now I understand why they're going completely cowardly and soft, because this isn't just a rogue staffer with a 600-word manifesto of how he's going to, 600-page manifesto, how he's going to take over the program. This is a booster. This is complicit staffers. This is a cover-up. 3-game seems real soft of just hanging out. Harbaugh doesn't have to be on the sideline.
You know, they came firing out of the gates with their lawyers going after the temporary restraining order, with Harbaugh saying he's always wanted to be like Tom Cruise in A Few Good Men in a big courtroom scene. He wanted to have his say, and now they have backed off completely. That would tell me they think 3 games is a great punishment that they are willing to accept once they've seen what the NCAA has lined up. That may take 2 years.
Lindsay Theory, last word at the point.
I'm with Pablo. I would love to see Uncle T and what he was thinking, whether or not this would truly help his program. All he did was hurt it. As for Harbaugh, I think this proves that he really didn't know the extent of this, because now
really?
He's like, oh, 3 games,
you think this,
I'll take
you think
it.
This proves? Proves? Well, I mean,
he hasn't been in the Big Ten long enough.
I'm not investigating yet, so
I'm
probably
not insulted as
myself.
A sports fan. I'm insulted as an Uncle T myself. We'll be back. Fire Sale next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
Eagles Kansas City is Monday, but I just can't wait. So let's preview it right now. Nothing that happens on Monday night is going to change last year's Super Bowl. That's a quote from Jason Kelsey. So Lindsay, a Super Bowl regular season rematch, is it a revenge game or just another game?
Winning in this case would not be so much better than revenge.
Okay, that's Taylor Swift. I get it.
Let's go. Look, you cannot compare a Week 11 game to a Super Bowl matchup. Pablo, stop trying to do that to me. I know it's a little bit of a head twister, that revenge comment. Week 11, Super Bowl, not the same thing. I follow Jason Kelce very much on this. I'm very much a believer in personal revenge games. Now, Jason has never beat his brother. He hasn't beat Andy Reid, so I could buy into that. That's what Jason mentioned. But look, this Kansas City Chiefs team is vulnerable. Their offense is not clicking on all cylinders. So if ever Jason was going to get his revenge, this
all right, but maybe sell the game a little bit to Kalisha when the Super Bowl gets a rematch the next season. Is that an extra special game or something else?
Yeah, I mean, because it doesn't happen all the time, and they've had 2 weeks to get ready. That feels kind of Super Bowl-ish. I think it's the best Monday night game since the Rams-Chiefs 5 years ago, which was a 54-51 game. This won't be that. They're not going to score like that, but I do think Philadelphia's playing better, and Philadelphia's going to win on the road.
Both of you like Philly in this one, it sounds like. We'll go to Emily Kaplan. You can preview the game any way you want, but I just need to know, is a rematch a revenge game?
I just heard you say sell the game a little bit. Are you really accusing one of the Kelce brothers for not selling the game recently? Are
you paying attention? You got me there.
In a game where we're going to be talking about the biggest pop star on the planet yet again, this game is all about humble, reliable, always there, Andy Reid getting his revenge, and he's going to improve to a whopping 5-0 against his former team.
All right, Eagles. All right. So you like Kansas City in this one, and Pablo Torre.
Yeah, this feels like a game that'll set viewership records for all the reasons that everybody has said, Taylor Swift mostly related. But I also think that even if it's not a revenge game, it's a who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl this year sort of a game. This league, this sport is full of mediocrity. These are the two teams that I easily feel most confident in, this game's going to teach me a lot about who I think might actually win this thing this year.
Buy or sell two. Back to college football. We talked about Michigan earlier. They've got Maryland this week, an undefeated on the road. We have a few undefeated teams on the road, even versus ranked teams. So I'm going to ask you the chances of an undefeated going down this weekend. You can look at Georgia at Tennessee. You can look at Washington at Oregon State. Chances an undefeated goes down this week, Tim?
You know, I have to look at Oregon State as a good team that has two games left where it's a relevant program, and they don't even know if they have a schedule next year or what they're going to be doing, but they get to play Washington and they get to play Oregon. And Washington's defense can be great, and it can be a little iffy like it was in the first half against Utah. So I think Oregon State has a pretty good chance to upset Washington.
Emily Kaplan.
I know even an honest Washington woman like Lindsay Theory would agree with me here that I think Washington's a little susceptible on the road at night. Their pass offense is amazing, but Oregon State's defense is so good, they're going to make Washington look like a Big Ten team a little early.
Whoa, okay.
I've watched a lot of Big Ten football.
Pablo Torre?
Tony, I've been trying to make a case for Tennessee to beat Georgia. But then there's the fact that Tennessee has not beaten a number one team in 38 years.
Is that right?
And if I can't pick a number one team to be upset, I don't think you have much of a shot at this point. So, yeah, it's probably Oregon State. It's probably Washington feeling bad.
Wow, Lindsay, you are our resident Husky here. Please, defend your team.
I've been accused of just stumping nonstop for the Huskies by viewers of the program, and I have to admit, this week I just have this feeling in my gut. I know, Tony, it's not a stat, but it's a feeling that playing at Research Stadium at night against the Beavers could be really tough. The Huskies have been through it. They have been in close games. They have maybe the edge there, but I'm very worried for this night game at Research
Stadium. So you are circling that one as well. Well, I go by my gut. I'm good by my gut. You know, I'm just impressed. The Husky got to the goal line and didn't drop the ball a little bit before.
Oh,
that was, so great that didn't come back and bite them last week.
That's
Let's
revenge.
Make sure you matriculate over the end zone. But it's enough for Theory and Kalisha. Showdown in 2 minutes.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Around the Horn is presented by Bullet Frontier Whiskey. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Lindsay Theory, Tim Kalischow, good luck in showdown. Bills, Jets, Sunday. Buffalo after the loss and firing of Ken Dorsey, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, etc., etc. Trayvon Diggs really put his brother out there this week with some posts about how 14 may need to get out of there and how Josh Allen was never anything without his brother, yada, yada, yada. Stephon, quote, I'm not responsible for how other people feel. Lindsay, what are you buying here?
Tony, he's also not responsible for what other people tweet, but wouldn't we be kind of naive to think that Trayvon Diggs doesn't have a little bit of inside info about how his brother's feeling about this entire situation in Buffalo? Don't forget now, Stephon Diggs had some drama there before training camp as they were going into the season. So a little bit of smoke there. As for how this is shaping up for the Bills, their offense could struggle again against a very good Jets defense. But if we're going to make picks, I know you're going to make us. I'd still trust the Bills playing in Buffalo this week a bit more.
I'd say Stephon's problem is that his brother is out for the year and he has a lot of time to spend on social media. So these are the kind of things that can come up when that happens. I also think the Bills will win this week. They better. They have at Philly, at KC, at Miami, at the Chargers, home game with Dallas. They got a mess coming up after this week.
But the point, we'll move on. F1 Vegas. We've heard about it for a year and a half, seen a half a billion in construction, more than that. For months, last night's first practice canceled 8 minutes in because of drain cover issues. There was a six-hour delay before the next practice. Spectators and staffing had issues there. It went till 4 a.m. Some unflattering reports about the pricing of the event going on. The Sphere can't have red or yellow or blue colors in it while cars are on the track because it would dangerously distract drivers. It's going off at 10 p.m. local Sunday night. Lindsay, you hyped? You buzzed? What are expectations for the F1 weekend in Vegas?
My personal expectation is that I will be asleep. I won't even be awake to see this. Okay, but going in, I was buying the hype. I was getting excited until you find out they can't even get a practice runoff. So this is a one chance for the F1 in Vegas to get it right. They're not doing so yet.
DC.
I hate to say that F1 has ruined the pristine look of Tropicana Avenue and the Vegas Strip. But Emily Kaplan will back me up on this when she spent enough time there with the Vegas Knights. It's all a kind of a mess. It's all way too late. I don't know what they hope to accomplish, and it's been ridiculously expensive.
Could one Max Verstappen win, though, save the whole event, Tim?
Sure, why not?
30 seconds of FaceTime to Tim Kalischow.
Thank you, Tony. If you could bet on one pro franchise as a stock, would there be a better one than the Oklahoma City Thunder? Not just because they're 8-4 right now. Not just because Chet Holmgren looks like we thought he would a year ago, which should have been his rookie year. And not just because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the best underappreciated superstar. 36 draft picks in the next 7 years. 9 to 15 of those will be first-round picks. Unbelievable stockpile. Even Pablo Torre would appreciate a process that works like that. Mm.
Yeah, Pablo's not miserable about that.
Too miserable.
Very
too miserable
pleasant,
to appreciate.
I would say you are, Pablo. We'll see you Monday.
Happy hour.